but I don't know whether this story is typical of him. But a young man came to him, a young monk, to be his student. And Unmon saw he had great promise, so he arranged that this young monk could see him every day. I think he might have been Unmon's attendant. And every morning he would come in and make his bows to Unmon and arrange himself. And then Unmon would ask him, "What is it?" And the young man said, "I don't know." And Unmon said, "All right, let's get to work." They went off to their different jobs. There was no scolding or anything like that. Just, all right. Next day, it was the same thing. Unmon would ask, "What is it?" And the young man would say, "I don't know." Now, this went on every day for a full year. So this is extraordinary. What's happening here? What is it? I don't know. They were both asking an honest question and giving an honest answer. It went on for 5 years. It went on for 10 years. What is it? Every day. I don't know. Every day. 15 years. This is not typical of Zenteshi, but it is magnificent. After 18 years, Unmon asked, "What is it?" And the young monk, now not so young, he said, "Oh!" And Unmon said to him, "Could you not be more eloquent?" Now, there's no way of imitating this, nor should we. Each moment is different. Each moment the teacher is different. Unmon was different. Each moment the young monk was different. But each one always told the truth as they saw it. What is it? The answer, I don't know. They were both attentive, available, and responsive. And that is what we should be as teachers or students. Each in a different way, in its own unique moment. Whether we're doing zazen or we are praying, we should be attentive, available, and responsive.